We welcome you, Holy Spirit, into this time. We welcome you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing for us, all that you've done for us. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to know you and to be in your family. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to make one point about our great and awesome God Almighty, the only true God. He's the one and only. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A revelation that He will give you, the Trinity, which for all eternity, we will not be able to put it into words. So many glorious things in this most holy faith that we will just be speechless for eternity, and we will worship Him and praise Him. You know, there's worship services in heaven, literally, and people continue their work in heaven that they've done on earth, and they continue to learn and continue to experience the only true God. Amen. I want to make one point. Jesus Christ is so awesome and glorious, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Father, and He's so awesome, so every positive superlative that you can think of. Good and great and wonderful and awesome and powerful and giving and gracious and merciful and just, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's so awesome that if someone says no to Him, to Jesus Christ, and they die and they leave the earth, God cannot do anything else for them. Though He wants to, though He does not, He's not willing that any perish, but He cannot do anything more because He's done everything He can do for mankind to save, to offer salvation. He sent Jesus to the earth to live like us and to die for us, and Jesus rose again. And Jesus is available in the power of the Holy Spirit to every person, everywhere they go, all the time. You know, He's available to every person all the time, everywhere they go. And He's always merciful if we come to Him with a broken and contrite spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you so much for allowing me to repent. And I pray that you'll reveal yourself to that one listening, and as only you can, and give them that passion for you alone. Amen. And they'll find, when someone finds the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ, for real, you know, everything makes sense. A great man of God said, God takes all those things that were your first love and He makes them better. He puts them in the right place and makes them better the way they should be. Things like, you know, things like music and worship and work and finances and friends and sex. Yes, God created sex. And, you know, all these things that were our first love, He puts them in the right place and He makes them better. And if it was a bad thing, He takes that away. He can do this. He can. Glory to God. But if someone says no to Jesus, they find nothing beyond Jesus. There's nothing beyond Him. He's God Almighty. The Holy Spirit will give us that revelation that, yes, Jesus is the merciful shepherd and the gentle shepherd. He's gentle and lowly, but He's also God Almighty. He's the one and only. He's powerful beyond our comprehension. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He knows the end from the very beginning. For example, He knows who's going to be saved. That's beyond us. But we still, at the same time, he's given us a free will. It's just, it's beyond comprehension. It's in the spirit realm that we understand these things. And when we get into that spirit realm, he'll give you your prayer language, and he'll give you amen. The great patriarch of the faith, Reinhard Bonnke, said, "If anyone rejects Jesus, they find nothing beyond Jesus, and they fall into what the Bible calls the bottomless pit, because there's nothing." And again, I'll finish up with this. The same thing applies to us as believers. And I want this to be encouraging to all of us. He's available to us all the time. Everywhere we go, the great and awesome God Almighty, who's just seeing him for 1 second would be the greatest thing a human being could ever experience. And he's available to us all the time for eternity. So let's just bow and worship in awe of our great God. Let's worship him and do what he tells us to do, and intercede, and he'll show us what he wants us to do, and he'll glory to God forever.